And the episode number is 328. That's right. Welcome to the 365 Message Center show. This week we will be talking about some changes in Teams chat, group chats. When we want to make a call, something's going to happen that's going to be an improvement. this is all about improvements, hopefully. Next one is for those who have got Microsoft 365 Copilot. It's coming to stream. It's going to make it easier for us to describe our videos and get some value out of it. And lastly, we have some changes to the presenter window and being able to share your screen but also see more people. That's 328. Let's get going. Well, that's it's going to be a good show. Good show.
Are you predicting now? You're telling the future.
Well, I have to tell people that we're going to deliver value up front so they stick around. And then that's okay. The part where we go to the segment where you remind everyone where and what to do.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and do that now since you mentioned it. Find us at all the socials that matter at 365MCS. We'd love for you to, here's a checklist, people. You're checking out the video. Thank you very much. Hit it, give a thumbs up. If you're listening to the audio podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and then share those the episode URL out to all the socials. Say, hey, everybody, I listen or watch this show. You should too. And leave us comments down below on YouTube if you're watching. We'd love to interact with you as well there. So there's my spiel. Please, people, we'd love to interact with you. So please do that. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Daniel and I were talking while we were preparing for the show. One of the common comments we get is when we discuss a message where we don't know what the answer is. And so we might be expressing that we're confused about this too and we want more information. And the comment we can get sometimes on episodes like that is, thanks for validating my confusion too.
Yes, indeed.
We're in the same boat. Yeah.
Indeed. Absolutely. You know, how are you, Daryl? I haven't asked. How are you?
It has been a while since you've asked.
Oh, man.
I am well. It's coming to the end of summer. In fact, we're changing out daylight savings this weekend. Oh. So tomorrow we get an extra hour's sleep, but we're an extra hour apart from the rest of the world in terms of, I should say Northern Hemisphere.
Well, it's the rest of the world. I mean, no. Just kidding, people.
I got a reminder for that. I was watching a news broadcast, YouTube thingo, something about the full eclipse that's going to be a big deal this year because it's actually reaching over 200,000 or some huge number of people as it goes across the states and the North America.
200,000 seems low, but yes, it's an extreme amount of people. Because it's
million, then.
Well, it's I don't know about 200 million, but it's going over a big swath of Texas, which, you know, you just sneeze and there's like 200,000 people around you in Texas. Not really. It's kind of big. And
wow.
Anyway.
Like sneezes.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, last comment on that though, Daniel. Okay. I did see a map of someone showing all the Airbnb price hikes, and so there's this big pink belt of it's almost like, what do you call it, surge pricing for Airbnb.
Surge pricing for and this is going to be I think our last one for a very long time
across the US.
So
there's two in Europe and the next sort of couple of years, but only in Spain.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, we need to go to Spain.
So the full eclipse in Spain will fall mainly on the plane.
So with that, I think we need to get into the show, shall we?
Yes.
Our first message is Teams. So Microsoft Teams presenter window enhancements while screen sharing. Wow, it's a good long title. MC767481. Okay, so you're on your laptop, okay? You have your desktop with one screen. Oh, bless your heart. But you have one screen. You share your screen while you're in a Teams meeting to present something that's on your screen. What happens? Right now, you get a nice, nice. I don't mean nice when I say it. A nice little window that pops up that shows the person that's speaking. And it's like, well, I'm speaking, so I don't want to see me. But it shows you that, and that's it. This is talking about that scenario. They're enhancing that window so you get a little bit more information. Because when you're doing that, you can't see people who have raised their hand. You can't see, you know, is someone talking? Like, I can't tell who's trying to chime in. You know, it's really difficult to how many people are joined. I have no clue. You know, is more people joined now? You don't have any of that. So they're enhancing that experience. Now, I have multiple windows, and often even when I'm on my laptop, I will hook up my iPad to be my second window. But for those that are, and what I mean by that is why that impacts this is I normally just expand that window anyway and put it on my second screen to see the full team's experience. But if you're on one screen, this actually will really help. So we're going to, there's some features here that are kind of listed out of what some of these enhancements are, but we're going to be able to see four people. If you have four people, if you don't have that many in your meeting, then you won't see four. I don't know. Maybe it'll just make up people. No. If you have the up to four people, so you're actually, that's kind of cool. And you'll be able to see who's speaking. You will then also be able to see raised hands and reactions. So again, that's cool so that you can actually see engagement rather than just hoping that people are being engaged while you're sharing your screen. And you also get to see a preview of what you're sharing, which is nice because oftentimes I'll be on a meeting and people say, can you see my screen? Mm-hmm. Well, this answers that question. If you see it in that preview, then they should be able to see your screen, right? Now, it doesn't mean that they do, and that could mean that means then they're having a problem, not you. But it'll show that preview screen. Daryl, do you often, or have you recently attended meetings where you're just had one screen?
No, like you, I'm lucky to have multiple screens, especially as I'm working entirely from home now, so yeah. I don't have to move around. But where it is helpful is if I had to attend a meeting and run the meeting, mm-hmm. And I was just using my laptop. Let's say I'm, you know, visiting a client, or maybe I'm at a conference and trying to slip away and mm-hmm. do some work and present some things. So that's useful. I do think also being able to see the screen that people are seeing within the meeting, that's good validation. And I noticed too in this screenshot that while it shows four people, there is a little chevron down the bottom that almost looks like you're going to be able to carousel your way down and see more people if you would like to.
It does look like that, and I really like that idea. You know, it brings back another it brings to mind another online meeting platform that kind of allows you to do that, to scroll through. So, you know, if that functionality is there, I think that would be great as well. So this is rolling out mid-May and expected to be completed by late May for those preview customers. And then general availability worldwide, GCC, GCC High, and DoD, late May through mid June. So I'm looking forward to it. I think this is a great enhancement. And another great enhancement is at mentions everywhere. So Daryl, can
everywhere?
You tell us where we're everywhere?
All so right.
Tell us, sir, where we're getting it.
Well, these at mentions will be coming to Whiteboard Comments. Microsoft Whiteboard at mentions in comments. It is MC765810. And comments are really useful on whiteboards. They are a way of communicating specifically about the content on the board, whether it be a sticky note, a shape, a picture. You might be using voting capabilities. And, you know, if those whiteboards, they don't have to just be used in meetings. They're also used asynchronously to give feedback and to talk about things too. So comments. We've had comments for a while, but being able to mention people means that not only are we adding content and giving our feedback about a whiteboard, but a person will be notified based on being mentioned. So, I mean, that's really the summary of the feature. When you are notified, you're going to get a notification email, and it's going to appear in that notification bell, which is in Outlook too. So not only just the email, but you get that bell to say that you've been mentioned. And we see that bell being used for other things too, like the likes that you might get for someone someone liking your email, which is
all the
just lovely. Yeah,
all the likes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the feature, and good to see it coming. And that's going to drive a bit of engagement, of course, on the whiteboards. So this is worldwide, rolling out in early April. So it's rolling out now, and should be complete by late April. And Daniel, I want to hear about what Copilot's going to do for Stream.
Yes, this one, I'm excited about this one, and I'll tell you why. Copilot in Stream to become available for customers using Microsoft 365 Copilot. Let's talk about that for a little. That'll be the first thing we'll talk about. MC765809. Microsoft 365 Copilot is not a thing. Right, it's Copilot for Microsoft 365. Right,
so I look.
Right,
let's just pause here just briefly.
Okay.
Marketing people are very, very precious about how they talk about their products.
Yes.
And so if you put a word in front of a word, or you get things around the wrong way, there will be. It's not for. It's in. It's on. It's at. It's through.
In parentheses.
Yep.
Yes. So, anyway, moving on. From that, okay? So this is going to allow you to use, if you are licensed for Copilot, okay? And it talks about what you need. So Copilot for Microsoft 365, et cetera. But if you have that, then you're going to be able to go to a video, right? Remember, this is Stream on SharePoint or in OneDrive, and summarize a video. Say, Copilot, summarize this video for me and tell me what I need to know. You can ask questions. You can identify calls to action, locate where people, this one is kind of a little fuzzy with me, locate where people are talking about the same topics, like in Teams or whatever, and be able to take you there. That's interesting there. But
well, that's that little colored bar that appears underneath
No. Yeah, no, so, yeah, it is. Exactly right. It's be able to summarize, you know, say, okay, this person was talking now, this person was talking there.
Yep.
This should remind you of recap.
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of. So if you think about meeting recap in Teams Premium, you get these features where it gives you a, shows you when people were talking. It gives you a recap of the meeting and kind of the points that were discussed and when. And kind of summarizes what the meeting was about. But afterwards, or if the no one has Teams Premium, that you don't get those features, right? You can't, even if you have Teams Premium, you can't go back and say, actually, Copilot, re-summarize this with a framework of thinking this way instead of the way you did this. No, you can't do that. But now you can with Copilot for Microsoft 365. You can go to that video and say, okay, summarize this, but tell me this and let, you know, disregard anything Andy said because Andy no longer works here. I don't know. That was probably a bad example, but I mean, you could just think through, you know, some of those scenarios where you're like, okay, the summary, do it again, you know, with these kind of framework. So, for me, this is kind of the piece that was missing was I can interact with what's going on during the meeting with Teams Premium. I can get this recap, which is awesome, this intelligent recap that gives me all this stuff. But then what about videos that are not meetings or meetings that have happened a long time ago and I want to get this information out of it? This is it.
Right? Or a meeting that you were not invited to, but the content is being published and made available to you or to your organization, that you don't have a recap meeting to go back to, but bringing these features into Stream means it's you can get those insights from the meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. So Copilot in Stream will become available late April 2024, and it lists the products there of the licenses that you need. So I'm looking forward to it. It's later this month. So, Daryl, I'm going to keep talking. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay,
you've got
great.
More to cover. Go ahead.
I'm going to be explicit. So get prepared. Maybe we need to mark that mark in YouTube. This is explicit Beep. Content. Microsoft Teams, explicit transcription consent to transcribe meetings. MC764456. So this is something that Microsoft has talked about for a little while, that this was coming, is the capability of saying, we're going to get explicit permission from everyone, meaning they have to do something to say, yes, I want to be part of this meeting and be in part of the transcription, right? Before, hey, everybody, I'm going to record. Are you okay with that? Sure. Yeah. Great. Record, right? Okay, fine. But then in your recording, there is no acknowledgement that people actually agreed. So this is going to say, okay, attendee, this meeting is being recorded and transcribed. Do you consent? And until you consent, or if you don't consent, then there's going to be some functionality that is not available to you as an attendee. You're not going to be able to chat. You're not going to be able to talk. So you're going to be muted. Your video is going to be disabled. You're not going to be able to be on video. And this makes sense. If I don't want to be part of the transcription, then I can't talk, right? Because if I do, then my words will be on the transcription. I can't chat because then I will be part of the meeting recording and, right, my words will be there. My video would be part of that recording. So it's going to disable all that, and you're just going to be in listen mode, basically.
Hmm.
So this will allow when the meeting organizer can turn this on and allow for there's a tenant setting that makes this happen. Sorry, I didn't mean meeting organizer. It's the tenant setting. And it'll be for all those meetings. And so this raises questions for me, Daryl, just a little bit. How do I know someone has, will I know if someone has not consented, you know, in the participant list, if you come to my meeting, but you have not consented, well, I know that you did not consent.
Good question. Yeah. You might ask a question of the meeting and some people will respond. Some people will raise hands or whatever and react, but maybe those people who don't might appear to be rude. Maybe they're just ignoring you, Daniel.
Daryl, answer my question. Daryl? Hello, Daryl. Hello. Yeah. I think that hopefully there is some sort of indication that the person can't speak or something to the meeting presenter, I hope. Because it would be a little bit interesting. And then it also, in that same vein, what about anonymous attendees? You know, people who are not in my organization are joining and they type in their name to join the meeting. Well, I can't confirm if it's actually that person, right? If I'm Sally Sue, how do I know that's actually Sally Sue?
Well, there's that unverified bracket that we're seeing now. So that's a label. And I guess we've got to just assume that they are unverified.
Yeah. And truly unverified. Yeah. If they don't accept, then you're not going to be able to say, hey, Sally Sue, you know, come off mute and, you know, actually tell me that you're Sally Sue. So,
well, anyway. Daniel, again, aligned with that, let's put me in the role of I'm the person who said, I don't want to be part of this transcription. So I'm muted. My video's off. I can't chat. And then I thought, well, actually, Daniel said something that I really want to respond to. I'm changing my mind. Do you think there'll be something there to allow me to do that?
I think so. I don't know what the functionality is, you know, what it will be, but I believe there will be, you know, it'd be nice if I go to unmute and it goes, hey, you need to consent to be part of the recording if you want to do this. So I would assume so. And I think that's the way it's going to work. And that's good, right? Gives you a little bit of flexibility to change your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this will be rolling out worldwide and GCC, apparently at the same time, late April, so later this month, through completed early July of 2024. And then GCC High is going to be a subset of that, apparently, May 2024 through June 2024. And then DoD is June 2024 and early July 2024. So again, another subset of that worldwide and GCC time frame. So be looking for that. I think it's a great, and I think a lot of organizations are actually going to turn it on. It helps you protect you legally too in some circumstances. So, yeah. Daryl, let's switch it on back to stream again, please, sir.
Does this mean, like, I don't know what the qualifying line here is, but if we do a message for a product twice, do they become the unofficial sponsor of the episode?
Well, we've done two teams, so maybe it's sponsored by Teams and Stream so far.
Teams and Stream, yeah, I think so. Yeah. All right. Microsoft Stream playlist support for the Stream web part in Microsoft SharePoint, MC762508. We really like the new Stream web part. It it presents videos in a couple of different ways, and I think that they've done a good job. What was missing was the ability to focus in on a playlist that you might have created. And the playlists is another feature that has changed over recent months, maybe recent year, where it is a Microsoft list. And backed by a Microsoft list, you can create a list of videos that you want to share with people, and it is literally a list. Now, that the way that's displayed, it's a list. But this web part then allows us to choose that playlist, and then it'll be presented as an option for embedding those videos. So really good to see that option, because that is a common one that we might want to give to people and guide them through to the videos we want them to see. Think of a webinar series that's covering an initiative at your workplace, and you've got guest speakers that are, you know, and you're wanting to try and collect all of those videos together, then you can present them as a list. Also, learning pathways where you might be trying to guide people through some changes in the environment to do with the technology or ways of working, and gather that together as a playlist. So we could choose playlist in the web part. We've got a couple of layout options where we can present that playlist as a grid or as the theater view, which, remember, it's you can play the video at the top and then the rest of your videos in the playlist will be in a carousel. You can dial it up and down in terms of the number of videos that you want to show and how many rows. And you can sort the order by the playlist order. So that means if you've got you've already gone to the trouble of putting your playlist in a certain order, that would be a good default option, of course, is show those videos in that order, please. Otherwise, it just won't make sense. Daniel, video is important, right? It's important to have these
big
options.
And I think this was the missing link for playlists. Yes, you can have a list, you know, and show a list view on a page, you know, list web part, but I think this is kind of that missing link now that is will be there to show that playlist, let the playlist drive the content in the web part, but you know, and you control what it is by the list, right, and the ordering, like you were mentioning, and everything. So I'm liking it.
Yeah. It is rolling out to worldwide GCC, GCC High, DoD, early April, now-ish, and complete by late April. Moving into, there's some changes again around domain names for services.
Or service. Right. Product transitions to the cloud.microsoft domain. March 2024, MC762506. Now, this post or this message has probably the most words of any of the messages we're going to have this week. However, it's pretty simple if you've been following along. So we've mentioned several times products switching, or at least having an option right now and will future be solely using the domain of cloud.microsoft. So things like Sway, it's our favorite product right there. Sway.cloud.microsoft. So this is just announcing, and we kind of felt like it was important for us to cover that. Added to this list now is the admin center. So the Microsoft admin center will be admin.cloud.microsoft. Now, just like every other transition, I'm assuming that the old URL will work for the foreseeable future. It may just turn into a redirect in the future, and it may actually stop working eventually. I don't know. I will tell you, I type admin.microsoft.com dozens of times, it seems like, every day. So it's going to be a mental challenge for me to remember, you know, to type something different. So hopefully that redirect will be there for a little while. So this is happening. There's a really important link here. It says a full list of product experiences. If you open up that learn documentation, the learn.microsoft.com documentation, you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the list of products that are already have their own cloud.microsoft subdomain. So check that out so you know what those are. And that's a growing list, right? So quick mention here, adding yet another item that will be part of this for you to use. And it actually, for me, works now. Right. So go for it. You can start using it. Yay. There. Is that good?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Yeah. So last, Daryl, I think if we have a product that gets mentioned, has a more than another, then maybe that it kind of trumps it. So I think now Teams is sponsoring the episode.
Yes, with a sub-sponsor. What we call it, like gold and silver sponsorship.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so gold sponsorship, Microsoft Teams. New Meet Now experience in group chats. This is EMC762503. When you're in a group chat, sometimes they are large group chats, and they may have even come from a meeting. But anyway, group chats. There's been the option to turn that into a voice or video call, right? And that can be useful to suddenly call everyone in the group. Sometimes not so much because, you know, people are in the middle of things, and maybe the group's purpose is to rapidly respond to some emergency or something. So, yeah, sure, put the call out and get anyone who's available to join that call. But it can be quite intrusive, interrupting, to have that pop-up come up and the calls ringing away there and click, no, I can't join, thanks, and you decline, and you see 50 different declines all appear in the list. I'm telling quite a story, but it is to help us understand and appreciate the change here, the changes that the new Meet Now experience will be a ringless experience. That means that people will be invited. Well, they won't have a pop-up to invite them to the call, but they will see that there is a call available to join. And that means that we've got our screenshots in the message. I'm sort of talking about the I'm talking about the second screenshot, so that when you do answer that call, then you're in, and you can see who has joined. So that's quite handy too. The example in the message shows six people that are part of the group chat, but only one person has joined up there. So, you know, you get to see, okay, is this a meeting that if I do have time, oh, I can see that three or four of our people, our group of six, have joined. Maybe I should just spend 5 minutes and jump in there and join. So yeah, that's cool. What else can I say about that? What it used to be was you had the choice of adding either audio or video. The button has changed, so it does have a Meet Now, and I expect that underneath the kind of the chevron for your different options, that you might have the choice of how you join that meeting.
When you do a video one, it's just, I'm sorry, an audio one, it's just a meeting without video turned on, but you could turn video on.
Yeah.
So it's just a meeting, you know, it's just a meeting, but they don't ask you if you want your video on, or they don't turn your video on automatically. So, I always start audio. I don't know if what you do, but I never start a video, because I don't want, people to kind of think, oh, it's required if I'm doing a meet now.
Oh, I do the opposite. I always join with audio.
Really?
Video.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're wrong.
I have high expectations. I think our best example of what this ringless join looks like is it's the last image in the message. So it does have a couple of people that are there, and then you've got this join button. So good to see that.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting. It's not boom in front of your face, because now you go and it's got the big bar at the top. It's changed color and it's got the button. It's very subtle.
Do you think that this will mean people won't join if you're calling?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. It does show you in the list of chat. If you look over on the left-hand side of the screenshot, it shows you the little audio, the new kind of symbol for these. And it says meeting started. But other than that, it's like, I don't know there's a meeting going on there. So, okay, you've seen that. Now you come in and you're like, where's the big bar thing to tell me to join?
Mm.
It's kind of like they're saying, hey, you don't have to participate. It's okay. You don't have to. Don't be offended by the, or not offended is probably the wrong word, but don't be shocked by the big, huge bar at the top. No.
Yeah.
Just subtle little join button.
Yeah. I think a good etiquette could develop around this where, at mention the people that you hey, can you join this, Robbie? At mention, or maybe at mention everyone and say, hey, you're not required on this call, but if you do have time, feel free to join.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start your call.
Yeah.
Because the at mention is going to definitely give people a
And I'm wondering, and it doesn't say this, I don't think, but I'm wondering if there is a built-in kind of ping of, at mentioning, quote unquote, right? Not that it would at mention you, but it's a, it looks like in your activity feed that there was, like it actually shows up there and just the same as a at mention. I don't know. That would be interesting, but I agree with you. That probably is the best path forward.
You know, what we're really asking for beyond these great screenshots and the resolution, thank you for the resolution size of the image and again the call outs, the annotations on it, but it would be good to see a more information about this.
I'd like to see more videos, to be honest. I don't know how they can do that. I don't know, but I'd some of these things require a little walkthrough video, just a 5-second click here, it does this, and this is what it looks like. I think that would be awesome, too. But
didn't we have GIFs and messages a long time back?
I think we've had some, yeah.
Mm. Anyway, targeted release, rolling out early May, complete in mid-May, general availability worldwide mid-May, and expect to be complete late May. Hey, you get to sing sometimes, Daniel. I felt like it this time. But that's me singing out the end of the messages.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Shoo, thank you, someone. You know who you are. Thank you. Yes, you.
Thank you for that one person that's watching this week. Thank you.
Hold on, I need a drink.
All right. Well, what's
thank you, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Don't forget to give us a comment down there.
Yep.
Mention us in socials. Greatly appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you so
much. That one person can write that comment and mention us in the socials.
Stop it.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
See you, bye.